And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
State Senator Tom Goolsbee resigned a few weeks ago with 4 months left in his two-year legislative term, saying his family needed him at home in Wilmington. Then last week, Goolsbee announced he was opening a lobbying practice. That explains his resignation. State law imposes a six-month waiting period for legislators before they can lobby their colleagues. The timing of Goolsbee's departure means he can start roaming the legislative halls on behalf of corporate clients early in February, just as the 2015 General Assembly session begins. It's worth noting that most lobbyists spend as much time at the legislative building in Raleigh as members of the House and Senate do, so Goolsbee's family might not be seeing him much more next year after all. The more important issue is the ridiculously short cooling-off period required of lawmakers. 6 months is nothing, as Goolsbee's cynical resignation makes clear. It is, in effect, no waiting period at all. In fact, it's business as usual in Raleigh. The revolving door of insider influence and money is spinning away, with every turn further eroding public confidence in our democracy. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.